Chapter 16, The Yoga of the Division Between the Divine and the Demonical. The Holy Lord said, courage, purity, firmness in knowledge and yoga, almsgiving, sense control, sacrifice, study, austerity and uprightness, harmlessness, absence of anger, truthfulness, renunciation, tranquility, truth, compassion, uncovetousness, gentleness, boldness, forgiveness, fortitude, purity, absence of hatred, absence of pride, all these belong to one born for a divine state. Flamboyance, arrogance, anger, self-conceit, harshness, ignorance, all these qualities belong to one born for a demonic state. The divine state is deemed to make for liberation, for bondage the demonic. But do not grieve, you are born for a divine state. There are two types of beings in this world, divine and demonic. The divine type has been described, now hear of the demonic type. Those of demonic nature know not what to do or refrain from. Purity is not found in them, nor is good conduct, nor is truth. The universe is without truth, without a basis, without God, produced by mutual union with lust for cause. What else, say they? Holding this view, these ruined souls, small-minded and of cruel deeds, arise as the enemies of the world bent on its destruction. Filled with insatiable desires, full of hypocrisy, pride, and arrogance, holding evil thoughts, through delusion they foully work. Beset with immense cares, ending only with death, and regarding gratification of lust as the highest feeling it is all. Bound by 100 ties of hope, given over to lust and wrath, they strive to gain by unjust means wealth for sensual enjoyment. This today has been gained by me, and this desire I shall obtain. All this is mine, and now this wealth also shall be mine in future. I slew that enemy and more I shall slay, for I am the Lord. I enjoy, I am successful, perfect, powerful, and happy. I am rich and well-born, they say. Who else is equal unto me? I will sacrifice, give, rejoice, thus deluded by ignorance. Led astray by many fancies, covered by delusion's meshes, addicted to gratifying lust, they fall into a foul hell. Self-conceited, stubborn, filled with the pride and foolishness of wealth, they sacrifice in name for show, contrary to the prescribed forms. Given over to egoism, power, insolence, lust, and wrath, these malignant people hate me in both themselves and in others. These malicious evildoers, cruel, most degraded of men, I hurl perpetually into only the wombs of demons here. Entering the demonic wombs and deluded birth after birth, not attaining to me, they fall into still lower conditions. Yea, triple is this gate of hell that is destructive of the self, lust, anger, and greed. Therefore, one should forsake every one of those. The man who has got beyond these three gates of darkness, Arjuna, practices what is good for him and thus goes to the goal supreme. He who sets aside the counsels of scriptures from desire's impulse attains not unto perfection, nor happiness, nor goal supreme. The scriptures should be your guide in what should be done and what should not. Knowing what the scriptures prescribe, you should act here within the world. Om Tat Sat. Thus, in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the 16th discourse entitled The Yoga of the Division Between the Divine and the Demonical.